Matthew chapter 1. All right, we've had a wonderful day, huh? A wonderful fellowship, meal.
Meals.
Yes. So we're thankful for all that. And usually, you know, getting late and, maybe we'll start getting sleepy, you know. If I nod off or anything, just, you know, make a noise or something. And I'll try to pay attention to y'all. All right, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Lo, the virgin shall be pregnant and shall be bringing forth a son, and they shall be calling his name Emmanuel, which is being construed God with us. And that word, you look in the back of the concordant in the key word, that word construed is to give a close word for word translation. The word Emmanuel that the Lord Jesus Christ would be called means God with us. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ's life was all about, is that God would be with humanity, that God would be with us. This is not an invitation for you and I. You know, if we could just visualize the planet. And here's mankind on the planet. You know, Job, in the book of Job, we are given the question, can you by searching find out God? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? Here we are on the planet, you know. God is here. And without God taking action, we are lost in darkness. We are lost in our despair. We are lost in our hurt, our pain. We are lost in our lack of vitality. We are withering away in death. And we have no light without Him. And this fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is Emmanuel is not some kind of invitation to man. God inviting man to do anything. It's God taking action and showing up on the planet in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not only the image of God, He was God with us in that He had His Father with Him. God was on the planet. Emmanuel is Father's work for us. Emmanuel is the divine declaration from the Father that we will not be abandoned. He will not abandon His creation. What happened in Genesis, the creation didn't get away from Him. And indeed, in the person of Jesus Christ, He came. We don't approach God. God comes and approaches us. We don't accept Him. He accepts us. Emmanuel is the demonstration that we are not separated from God. Oh, what a wonderful truth this truth of Emmanuel is, that we're not alone in the universe and that God is not the absent God. Emmanuel is the revelation of the Father. Emmanuel came to reveal His Father to us, His undying passion for us, and He alone knows the Father. And the wonderful thing about this Jesus Christ being Emmanuel is that He came and joined us in union Himself with humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ, union Himself with us. In all the darkness of our world and all the pain of our humanity, God did not leave us alone in our distorted image of God. You know, the mankind has a distorted image of God. It's Adamic. It started in the garden. You know, when Adam sinned against God, he hid himself from God. What was his view of God? Sin gives us a distorted view of God, of a God that we are alienated from, that we must hide from and cower from. The people of the earth, you and I on this planet, without a knowledge of who God is, we have a distorted view of Him, that He's angry, that He's distant, that you can't trust Him. It's a mythological God. And Jesus Christ came to reveal Him as Father. And He came that God might be with us in our brokenness, in our pain, in our hurt, in our rejection, in our anger, in our fear, in our shame. You know, if we took time to go around the room and really just be honest with each other, this is a hard place to be. This is one hard planet to have to live on. It is just one succession of pain and hurt and struggle and heartache and rejection and betrayal, one after another after another. And with a veil of darkness over, figuratively in our heaven, and no access to know God, and with the Adamic mind that thinks that God is our enemy and He must be hid from, we cower in our little corners and we get pushed further and further back by our circumstances. As time, week after week and month after month and month after year, beats us up. And if the process of dying that is in our blood and in our cells weren't enough, these circumstances continue to batter us to death. And Emmanuel shows up. A testimony, I will not leave you alone. I will come to you. And you know what? Though He is the image of God, He shows up as the image of man. And He felt everything you have ever felt. And He struggled. And some nights He couldn't sleep. And He felt alone and empty. He felt every feeling and experience. He was immersed into our darkness with us. He came and joined us in our darkness. He joined us in our misery. He joined us in our pain. And He did so all the way to Calvary, where He experienced the ultimate place that every human's going, that place of death. God's Son. And He did so, and He incorporated and was immersed into that experience of Adam in the garden, feeling God forsaken there. He joined us in this experience. Now, why did He do that? I can't remember exactly what you said, Gary. And I think it was you earlier. and you said, you know, and I think it was, I think you were talking about Calvary actually, and from God's viewpoint. And if you see your child going through something, you know what you want to do? You want to get right in there and go with them in that. And you know, that's what our Father did with us. In the person of Jesus Christ. You know, if my son's going through something, you know, the natural inclination of a parent is you want to get right in there as close as you can get and go with them. You know, there were some, I don't know if you, I'm sure you did watch some of the news about the shooting in Colorado. And there were some wonderful stories that I heard. People who were in that theater with a loved one. And when it finally dawned on them what was happening, they got them to the ground. And they covered them. Because they loved them. And there was a couple of those people who lost their life in covering someone who they loved. God did not leave us alone on this planet. Instead, in the person of Jesus Christ, He was with us in every experience. He came. Listen, let me tell you something. God is not going to rescue you from your pain. And if you think that's what Christianity is about, then oh my, you are in for delusion. God is not going to rescue from all the hurt of this life, from all the pain of this life, from all the hardships of this life. But you know what He does? He gets immersed in it with you. The writer of Hebrews says to the Hebrews, "For we have not a chief priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities," because He's been there on every level, on every point. And we can go boldly to His throne of grace. Oh, and why did He do it that way? He joined Himself with the brokenness of man and went through every trial of life and then to that ultimate trial, and where that Adamic view of a mythological God who would be against you and have wrath and would leave you and abandon you, and He felt all that rejection that is in the alienated mind. And we'll look at it. A couple of those verses in a minute and see that it's all a mental alienation. And God, through Jesus Christ, demonstrates that alienation was on man's part and that He has remedied that. And then He went through that final stage of death. Us joined with Him. He joined us in all that, and He joined us in all that, and went into the tomb so that one day you and I, in that same union that He entered into with us, we too will get up out of that grave because we are united with Him. And just as He experienced all that for us, we will experience that with Him. He went through that so that you and I will also, in that same union, will come out on the other side. I remember last year when I was here, I was really hoping that I would come and be with you. I had 4 months before I was here, my mother was told that she wouldn't have long to live, and she lived 4 months, and she lived four more weeks after I left here, and I went home with her, and she lived with us for about 12 years, And I realized something about Emmanuel in that process. And I realized that, you know, Paul tells us that we are, you know, that we receive consolation, that we receive comfort from God so that we may be able to give the same consolation to others. You know, you and I experience the problems in life so that when, you know, when someone's going through something, you know, we can have tears and we can hug them and say, oh, I know exactly what you're feeling. And I want to tell you what, Father would get you through it. He got me through it, and I'm here with you. I'm here with you. But I want to tell you what, there is one place in life that nobody can go with you. There's nobody who's been through death and will be able to comfort you about that when you're getting ready to die. They may have been through cancer, and they'll talk to you about that. But that last trial of life, there's no one who has been comforted by God who will then in turn be able to comfort you. Except for one. The Lord Jesus Christ. Emmanuel. God with us. We have not been abandoned. We have not been left in the dark. We've not been left to this imagination of a mythological God who's angry with us. He loves us. He's in our pain with us. And I was able to tell her in those last few days as she's waning away, I say, Mom, I don't know what this is like, but you are not alone. I'm here with you. Your family's here with you. But we don't know what this experience is like. But God is with you. And the Savior knows exactly what this is. And He's joined you in it. He's going with you. That's what Emmanuel is. He went through all of this. He joined us in this humanity. Oh, what wonderful truth. Emmanuel, God with us. He knows the distress of being human. He knows the brokenness of being in this world. He's been fully immersed into our darkness, where we tremble in fear and hurt, where we masquerade as if all were well, where we keep busy to avoid thinking of what appears to be our hopeless situation, where we desperately clutch on anything for a moment of relief, where we recoil from the possibility of being exposed in our darkness. Emmanuel invades this saga of our brokenness to free us from this false view, this imagination of Adam's mind that causes us to cower in fear. And He leaves no place in our darkness untouched by His light. He's the light. There's no pain or anguish so agonizing. No abuse or cruelty so brutal. No betrayal or disloyalty so traumatic. No abandonment so personal that He doesn't identify with. He's the administrator of Father's heart to an alienated, Adamic mind. Notice a couple verses, if we will. Go with me to, think about where I wanted to go here. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God with us. Is there more? Oh, is there a more wonderful name than Emmanuel for the Lord Jesus Christ? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And this is the good news. This is not an invitation. We're not being invited to something. He showed up. He came. You're not being invited to do something, to qualify for something. He showed up. God pierced into our dark world with His light. It's not about anything we can do. It's about what He already did. He already came. It's never been a question about anything we can do. It's not a question of whether we're worthy of Emmanuel, God with us. Because we're not. It's never a question as whether we can earn His grace, because we can't. God has always loved us, and He always will. And Emmanuel's the proof of that. Emmanuel's the revelation of that. Emmanuel came to correct our wrong-headedness and our wrong-heartedness about God. We belong to the Father. That's the testimony of Jesus Christ. We belong to the Father. We always have and we always will. Our place with the Father is as sure and abiding as is Emmanuel Himself, as is the Lord Jesus Christ. Dare. You and I need to dare, and we have, and we rejoice in it. Dare to doubt that inherited, warped view of God, that He is our enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning of verse 18. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to Himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. How that God was in Christ. In Calvary, we see God. Not reconciling the world to Himself, not reckoning their offenses unto them, and placing in us the word of reconciliation. For Christ, then, we are ambassadors. As of God entreating through us, we are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. For the one not knowing sin, He makes to be a sin offering for our sakes, that we may be becoming God's righteousness in Him. The Father. This is the last of three messages that I'm talking about Jesus Christ. It reveals the nature of God as Father, and that His Son was His icon, and we can see the Father in the Son. And then that God is with us on the planet. He's going through everything with us in Jesus Christ. God is not in some far off, distant place in the universe waiting for us to make a move, waiting for us to do the right thing, waiting for us to invite Him into our life. Instead, He has already made us a part of His life. He has sent Emmanuel, and God is with us. And we know Paul takes this truth even further, doesn't he? And that He's in us. What a wonderful place to be. And there is no trial, there is no place, there is no heartache that you and I will go, that He is not right there with us. And we need to be in a love and encouragement to each other about that. Okay, it went off.